The UN High Commission for Refugees this week is registering Palestinian refugees in Iraq. An estimated 80,000 Palestinians settled in Iraq after the 1948 war that followed the establishment of the State of Israel. Nearly a quarter million Palestinians, most of them descendants of the original refugees, live in and around Baghdad. Saddam Hussein's government supported the Palestinian refugees. Contracts between Palestinians and Iraqi landlords were regulated to ensure low rents. Since Saddam's fall, that's all changed. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
Dr. Anwar Salim Awada pulls a cigarette wedged between his ear and his head and lights it on another burning cigarette dangling from his lips. He's a cardiologist, but to most of the Palestinian families here, he's simply the doctor.
Really, in this kind of condition and situation, you have to smoke and to do everything that you can.
The situation he's talking about sprawls below his two-story office, a small ocean of tents spread across several soccer fields on the grounds of the Haifa Sports Club. For the past three decades, the Haifa Club served as the center of Palestinian life in Baghdad. Now it's a de facto refugee center, with 500 families living outside in tents.
They are in very bad psychological situation. They are asked, what's the future of us? We are leaving the tent in 1948. Why we have to return to it now?
A group of men listens to a transistor radio under the limited shade outside a tent. It's well over 100 degrees, but 36-year-old Saeed Ahmed barely notices the sweat dripping into his eyes. He sells chocolates and trinkets from a plastic crate outside his tent. Children roll by on creaky bicycles. Saeed, his wife, and his mother have been living in a tent on this soccer field for 3 months. Shortly after the fall of Baghdad, they were evicted from their home.
The owner showed up at the house one day and asked us to move out because he said he didn't receive any rent from us for 14 years.
Sitting next to Saeed, Ramzi Mahmoud, an accountant, has a similar story.
They threatened us and told us to leave within a week. We were given a week.
About 3 miles from the Haifa Sports Center, Shakir Hadban repairs a damaged drainpipe in his front garden. Hadban owns the house where Ramzi Mahmoud, his family, and others lived for 25 years.
When we returned, as you can see, there was a lot of damage to the house, and it's very expensive to repair.
Back in 1978, Hadban was offered 900 Iraqi dinars a month from the government in return for renting his house to a Palestinian family. It was a tidy sum of money in 78. But what Hadban realized was the government wasn't about to increase the rent. And 25 years later, the Palestinian families living in his home were still paying 900 Iraqi dinars a month. Today, about enough money to buy a can of Pepsi.
We visited the house many times. There were 8 families living here. And we asked them if they could pool their money and pay us a bit more in rent. They told us, our contract is with Saddam Hussein and not with you. If you want more money, go ask the government.
So when the government collapsed in April, Hadban brought his family back to the house and evicted the Palestinian tenants. Back at the Haifa Sports Center, Dr. Anwar explains that both the Iraqi landlords and the Palestinian tenants were, at alternating times, victims of the government's policy. Yet most Palestinians in Iraq still prefer the previous regime.
All the Palestinian people, supported the previous regime. The Palestinian people loving Saddam Hussein. Why? Because he supported our cause, and he considered the Palestinian cause as a central cause.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.